KPMG launched its annual insurance industry survey looking at their financial performance in their 2019-2020 year. And with the industry, like many others, being tested this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the survey looks at the impacts from that on the sector and possible lessons learned. Well, to share some of the key highlights of the survey, I'm joined on the line by Mark Dankwerts. He's the head of insurance at KPMG. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us. So, speaking to a number of insurance companies on their financial results recently, they mostly suggest that they were doing okay in an already tough macroeconomic environment. But then because of the COVID-19 pandemic, their finances then got hit, with most, if not all of them, having to stump up very heavy provisions related to the pandemic. Is that pretty much a fair analysis of what's happened so far?
Nampu, yes, that's exactly right. The industry has been hit by the COVID crisis, both in the short-term insurance industry and in the life industry. And they reserved, in the life space, they reserved quite heavily for those losses in the mortality space, in the morbidity space, and also in the persistency space. So, i.e., you know, to deal with policy lapses during this time when policyholders are unable to keep paying their monthly premium.
Yes.
And those premiums, or those reserves, were set rather conservatively. And I think, in general, the life insurance industry has found that to date, they've not had to use quite as much of those provisions as they initially had thought they would use. But it's still early days, and, you know, we're waiting for a second wave, potentially like that in Western Europe. Mm. And also the economy has time to go, and so people will continue to find it tough over the next few months, and including the affordability of their premiums.
Yes. So because of the lack of physicality, if I can put it like that, during the national lockdown, especially the early phases of it, many insurance companies talked about it being quite difficult to secure new business. Was that a trend that came out of your survey?
Absolutely. One of the trends in our survey, it's actually one of the global mega trends that we've identified in the insurance industry, is the innovation and the technology available to insurers to service their customers. I think many of them had done plenty to ensure that seamless interaction can take place with their policyholders, and potential policyholders to derive new business. But I think many of them did find that it took a while to settle down, and many of them struggled with their intermediaries, their brokers, getting to the customers to secure that new business.
Yes.
And that can be seen in the numbers. I think just today or yesterday, it was published that the amount of new business recorded in the life insurance industry is slightly lower than the amount of business lost by the industry in the same period.
Mm. So the pandemic made parts of the insurance sector a nemesis to many a small business player, with the controversy around the business interruption claims. And I think that's just not only a South African phenomenon. It happened elsewhere in the world as well, which is still an issue that's before the court here in South Africa. Any comments or observations around the importance of the sector's clarity of communication? Because clearly this issue was a huge boo-boo for the sector's reputation.
Yes, that's right. I think but I can see both sides of the argument.
Yes.
I haven't seen the affected insurance company's policy wording, and obviously, you know, their actions and the actions of the policyholder depend very much on exactly what their wording says. But you're right, there is an onus on the insurance industry, especially in sort of non-traditional insurance like business interruption, which is extremely complicated. You know, you can get business interruption that only kicks in when your machinery breaks. You get business interruption insurance that kicks in when your staff can't come to work. So there's a whole bunch of situations which it does and does not kick in. And under the market conduct regulations, there is an onus on the insurance company to make sure that exclusions are clear and that their intention is written in plain language. Having said that, I still think there is some onus on the policyholder to make sure that they at least understand the basics of what they've bought.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Many sectors have rushed to technology to try and become more efficient and reachable to their stakeholders. I suppose that's one of the areas where we'll be seeing more growth and investment in the insurance sector.
Very much so. In fact, a global and a different KPMG. So they will spend a significantly higher amount on technology than they will on upskilling of staff. And I think that talks to the workforce of the future and what type of people an insurance company or indeed any other company will need in a new world of technology, automation, artificial learning.
Excellent. Mark, thank you so much for coming and talking to us. That was Mark Dankwartz. He's the head of insurance at KPMG.